With your latest news, I'm Kirstie Fuller. It's been 1 year since former Radio K-Man reporter Andrell Harris disappeared. He was last seen in the Savannah area of Bodentown the night of June 3rd, 2025. Radio K-Man's Jebby Ebanks reports.
Following Mr. Harris's disappearance, police, emergency responders, family and friends began extensive search for the well-known K-Mania news journalist. After several days of intensive searching, officers made the tough call that efforts had moved from a rescue mission to a search and recovery. Mr. Harris was not located. Mr. Harris earned respect across the media landscape for his detailed reporting on politics, elections, and court matters. His career began at K-Man 27, followed by roles here at Radio K-Man, as well as the government's Department of Communication and later Compass Media. Police say the case remains active and are appealing for information. Anyone who may know more is asked to call 949-6555 or 945-4624. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
An informal gathering in his honor is taking place at 5 p.m. today at Sunset House. Friends, colleagues, and the wider public are welcome to attend. Police say their West Bay Road assault investigation is still open. Here's Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says its investigation into a reported fight at a business on West Bay Road remains active, even though officers have now identified everyone involved. In an update, police say the altercation happened on Tuesday, June 2nd, near Earth Close and left one person with non-life-threatening injuries. No assault complaints have been filed, but officers say they are still piecing together what happened. Police had earlier said their main concern was the welfare of anyone hurt and urged injured people to get medical help and then contact the Georgetown Police Station. RCIPS is also reminding the public that anonymous tips can be shared through its confidential tip line or via the K-Man Crime Stoppers website. For Radio K-Man News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In other news,
the Department of Environment has just tagged our first turtle of 2026 with a satellite tag and with an acoustic tag.
When a nesting loggerhead turtle showed up on a beach in Grand Cayman on June 1st, Department of Environment's Janice Blumenthal tells Radio Cayman researchers carefully fitted her with both a satellite transmitter and an acoustic tag.
Amber is an adult female loggerhead turtle sponsored by K-Brew. She's named after Loggerhead, which is K-Brew's new conservation beer, which supports DOE sea turtle conservation work.
Over the coming weeks, Amber is expected to lay several more nests. During this time, researchers will use her acoustic tag to learn how female loggerheads move around Cayman waters between nesting events, which habitats they use, and how long they spend in different areas during the nesting season.
Summer sea turtle nesting season has begun, and we're seeing adult male and adult female loggerhead turtles in our waters. They nest on our beaches from May through August, but after this period, they leave our waters, and we don't know where they go.
Once Amber leaves Cayman's waters, Dr. Blumenthal says her satellite transmitter will continue sending locations to researchers, allowing them to follow her journey across the Caribbean. And you can follow Amber along with Watts, the newly sponsored CUC turtle, by heading to doe.ky/turtle tracker.
We are encouraging everyone to ramp up their love of the ocean this month.
This morning is the first of two special events the Central Caribbean Marine Institute is hosting for World Ocean Day, and you're invited to head to Kamana Bay Cinemas to join them. A special Reefs Go Live will take the audience beneath the waves for a live interactive underwater dive to celebrate World Ocean Day at 10 a.m., where scientists will break down the essential ecosystem services reefs provide to communities around the world. CCMI's Kate Holden.
The challenges facing our ocean are significant, but so too is our collective ability to make a difference. Every person who learns, participates, advocates, or takes action becomes part of a growing community working towards a healthier ocean future.
The action continues Monday with a special reef lecture, the story of the first coral nursery in the Cayman Islands. That's taking place at the Cayman Cat Boat Club at 6 p.m. You can register for both events by heading to reefforsearch.org. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstie Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Ukraine says it's carried out marine drone attacks on vessels in the Sea of Azov and its ports. It said it had targeted dry cargo vessels and a tanker carrying grain stolen from Russian-occupied Ukrainian fields. Kyiv claimed the vessels had their names painted over. Azerbaijan said five of its citizens were killed in the attacks. Russia has blamed Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials admitted that one drone exploded in the Romanian Black Sea port of Constanța, far from the Azov Sea. Another detonated off Ukraine. BBC News.